Perek Ches Mishnah. So we're continuing to discuss machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to the halachos of Suda. This Mishnah, is a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel with regards to the halachos of Havdalah. So just a little bit of a basic elementary introduction as it relates to the laws of Havdalah. So, every single person knows that at the end of Shabbos, you make Havdalah. What's the Makar? It's a Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim. The Gemara says that just like you make Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos, so too you make Havdalah at the conclusion of Shabbos. Making Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos is greeting the Shabbos and recognizing and acknowledging that the day that's coming is a different day. It's a day that has more Kedusha than the previous day. It's a way of acknowledging that today, you understand, is not just a regular day. Havdalah is the flip side of that coin. Havdalah is that as the day is leaving, you acknowledge that this very, very holy day is actually leading, and now we're going back, we're resuming the Sheishas Yomim Tasa Malachtecha, we're going back to the regular Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa. The chiyuv to make kiddush is a chiyuv deiraisa. Zachar es yom haShabbos lekadshoy. It's not disputable. Everybody holds that there's a mitzvah to say deiraisa to make kiddush. Havdalah is a mitzvah derabbanan. So the rabbanan were the ones that added havdalah. Mideiraisa your mekadesh Shabbos biknisasay when Shabbos enters. It was the rabbanan that added to that, and they said that just like you make kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, there's a concept of doing something similar at the end of Shabbos. There is a shita Rambam and Perichavtes and Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam shita is that Havdalah is a deiraisa, but the Rambam is a das yachid. All the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and all the Rishonim hold that even though the chiyuv to make kiddush is a chiyuv deiraisa, but the chiyuv to make Havdalah is a chiyuv derabban. Now Chazal was masakin that when you make Havdalah, you shouldn't just get up and be mavdal bein Shabbos l'chol. You shouldn't just verbally declare it, even though that's really what the mitzvah is. Chazal wanted to give the bracha chashivos. And the way they gave it a chashivos was, is they said that when you make this very important statement, proclamation, and declaration, you should do it holding a glass of wine. And the reason is because once upon a time, when a person wanted to say something chashiv, he would lift a glass of wine, and that's the way he would say his davar chashiv, and that's why you make kiddush al hakoyis, and that's why there's an idea to bench al hakoyis, and that's why there's an idea to make different brachas al hakoyis. When a chas and kala stand under the chuppah and you make sheva brachas, they're holding a cup of wine, because anytime you make a chashiv bracha, there's an idea to do it holding a cup of wine, and it's for that reason havdalah, which is also chashiv, you do it on a koyis shal yayin. But in addition to the Nusach of Havdalah, and even the Beir Pri Agafen that you make on a cup of wine, there are two additional brachas we make when we make Havdalah. We make a Beire Mine Besamim, and we make a Beire Ma'ore Ha'esh. So we smell Besamim, before that we make a bracha, Birchas Hanen and Beire Mine Besamim. We also have a torch of fire, we look at it, and before we do that, we make a bracha of Beire Ma'ore Ha'esh. So why do you make the Beire Mine Besamim when you make Havdalah? And why do you make a Beire Ma'ore Ha'esh when you make Havdalah? It's not for the same reason. The reason we make a Beire Mine Besamim is because Chazal say that on Shabbos, a Yid gets a Neshama Yisera. So every Yid is made up of a Guf and a Neshama. This is Yiddishkeit 101. Person's guf leads him to Dvarim Gashmi, and his neshama leads him to Dvarim Ruchni, but we're made up of two components, physical and metaphysical. Physical is the guf, the metaphysical, the spiritual, that's the neshama. On Shabbos, every single yid gets a neshama yaseira. Matzah Shabbos, we lose the neshama yaseira. And what happens when you lose the neshama yaseira? You're shtickl ungesetzt. And it's for that reason we want to be menachem, we want to console the person and the neshama for losing the neshama yaseira. And the way we do that is by smelling besamim. Besamim is chushareach. Chushareach is tainig ruchni, like we spoke about in the seventh parak. And that's the idea, that we take a little bit of besamim, it's to be mefayes, the person, so he won't feel so bad over the fact that he lost his neshama yaseir. That happens Matzah Shabbos, and that's why we smell besamim on Matzah Shabbos. Why do you have a bayir meri yesh? So the Gemara says, the reason is because fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. That's when it was created, even though the world was created, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, six things were created, Bein Hashmashes, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menuchas, you would think it was all over. It's not true. The Gemara says, Eish was created on Mitzvah Shabbos. And because Eish was created on Mitzvah Shabbos, every single Matzah Shabbos, every single Jew, B'chol Mekoyim Shehein, make a bracha on Eish. And the bracha that you make is the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. So that's the basic background to the mitzvah of Havdalah. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the mitzvah of Havdalah in the context of a person that just finished eating a meal. presumably Shalosh Odas. He just finished eating a meal, and he now wants to make Havdalah. The problem is, he only has one Kois Shal Yayin. He only has one cup of wine. And he's not sure how to handle it. Why? Because on the one hand, he has to make Havdalah, and he wants to have this cup of wine for him to be able to make Havdalah. But he also just finished eating a meal, which means he's going to bench. And he wants to have his cup of wine to be able to bench. So what is that all about? You can't bench without a Kois Shal Yayin. So the truth is, Me'ikar Adin, the appropriate right way for a person to bench, is benching holding a cup of wine. The Gemara talks about this in Masechtas Brachos, in Daf Nun Gimel, and the Gemara over there mentioned Daf Nun Aleph, and mentions that L'katchila, a person is supposed to bench holding a glass of wine. And the Gemara mentions different skulas, just to mention a few, to get a feel for this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said, Kala mevarech al kois mole, if somebody holds a kois mole, a full cup of wine when he benches, noisnin loy nachla beli mitzarim, he's going to be zoicha, not just to nachla, he's not just going to get ashirus, but it's going to be beli mitzarim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said, if somebody benches holding a cup of wine, zoicha v'noichel shnei oylamim, he's going to be zoicha to shtei shulchanos. He's going to get oylam haza, and he's going to get oylam haba. And the Gemara goes on and talks about the incredible skulos associated with benching on wine. The truth is, after you learn these Gemaras, you poshid have no choice but to wonder out loud, why is it that this is not something that more people are noyik to keep? I once saw the Aruch HaShulchan says that he surmises that maybe the reason the minig somehow dissipated to be makbid, to always bench al yayin, is related to the fact that there were tkufas where people pasha didn't have wine. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos discusses there were times people didn't make Havdalah on wine because they didn't have. So they would say Atochein Antanu, and that's the way they were Yoytz Havdalah. So he says it could be, you know, people had to eat, but they didn't have enough wine. So every time to take a kois mole, even though there's so many skulas, but you have to have a little bit in order to even be able to buy the skula. So it was very, very difficult. Maybe that's what the reason is. But either way, we're discussing now a person that just finished eating a meal and he needs to bench, but he also has to make Havdalah. He has one cup of wine. So what are you supposed to do? Beishamai says, this is what you should do. You should make Havdalah, and you should bench, and you should do it all wrapped in one. First, ner. Make the bracha of boire ma'oire yo'esh. U'mazayn, then bench. U'besamim, then make the boire mine besamim. V'havdalah, and then make the proper Havdalah with the boire priyagafen. Beisul says, no. First, ner, make the boire ma'oire yo'esh. And then the besamim, you should make the boire mine besamim. Then u'mazayn, you should bench. V'havdalah, and afterwards you should make Havdalah. Beishamai says, shebora ma'or ho'esh. That when you make the bracha on the esh, what's the nusach of the bracha? It's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shebara Ma'or Ha'esh. Beisil says Boire Ma'orei Ha'esh. There's two differences between Bisham and Beisil. Number one, Bisham says Shebara in the past tense. Why would he say the past tense? Because you're doing it on Matzah Shabbos, because Hashem created fire on Matzah Shabbos. So it's the past tense. You're referring to something that happened once upon a time. Ma'or is a Lashon Yachid because there's one fire in front of you. Beisil says Boire because Boire means avar, but it also means haifa. It means what happened in the past, just grammatically, also means what's going on right now. So why not acknowledge the fact that Hashem is constantly being boire aish? Additionally, he says you should say ma'oire, and the reason is because even though it's one fire, but the one fire is made up of harbe gevanim, different colors, and it's for that reason the lashon rabim of ma'oire would be appropriate. Mishnah Vav, Ein Mevarchen. Again, talking more about Havdalah. So Mishnah Hey discussed Havdalah, Machloikis Bisham and Bisul, the theme of the parak. Mishnah Vav is also going to talk about Havdalah, actually not going to mention any Machloikis, shocking, between Bishamay and Bisul. So the Mishnah says, Ein Mevarchen, you're not supposed to make a bracha, the Boyer Moriyesh, Loyala Ner, the Loyala Besamim Shal Evdek Echavim. So you're not allowed to use a fire, and you're not allowed to use the Besamim of an Oyved Kechavim. So why not? It's actually not for the same reason. You would say, oh, it sounds like for sure the same reason. If it belongs to an Oyved Kechavim and ain't a Yehudi, you're not allowed to use it. It's actually different reasons. The reason you're not allowed to use a fire of an Oyved Kechavim is because we assume that the Oyved Kechavim probably used this fire on Shabbos. And the halach is you're only allowed to make Havdalah on a Ner Sheshavas. It has to be a Ner that itself didn't violate Shabbos. And being that there's a good chance that the Oyved Kechavim used this Ner and used it to do Malacha, so it's not a Ner Sheshavas. If it's not a Ner Sheshavas, you're not allowed to use it. The reason you can't use besamim shalayv de kechavim is because we assume that this besamim was probably used for one of their parties. Their parties always involved Avodah Zarah, so it's Abizrayud Avodah Zarah. It touches on a little bit of Avodah Zarah, so it's for that reason you can't use the fire of an Oved Gechavim, and you can't use the besamim of an Oved Gechavim. The Mishnah continues and says, V'loy ala ner, V'loy ala besamim shel mesim. You're also not allowed to use the ner, and you're not allowed to use the besamim of a mace. The reason is you can't have any hanah from a mace, and therefore you can't use the ner of a mace, you can't use the besamim of a mace. V'loy ala ner, v'loy ala besamim shel lefnei Avodah Zarah. You're certainly not allowed to use a ner or besamim that was physically placed for Avodah Zarah. So three halachas. You can't use the ner and the besamim of a non-Jew, you can't use the ner and a besamim of a mace, and you can't use the ner and the besamim of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah concludes, Ein mevarchen ala ner. You're not allowed to make the bracha of boirei me'oirei o'esh. You're not allowed to make the bracha on ner. Ad sheyei oisu lo'oirei. Unless you first have a little bit of hana from this fire. And the truth is that it's because of this last line of the Mishnah that Jews have the minig that when you make the bracha of boirei me'oirei o'esh, you take your fingernails and you put it next to the fire and you look at it. The reason is so that you should have a little bit of havana. The concept is this Mishnah: Ein mevarchen ala ner ad sheyoy usu lo'er. So just to talk about that one line for one moment, the Gemara says that you have to benefit from the ner. Okay, what kind of benefit? Meaning you have to be able to use it so that you'll be able to see something that you wouldn't have been able to see now because of the fact that you're in the presence of the air. And Chazal said, what's the mashal meaning? So how light does it have to be? So Chazal said that if you would have two matbeis, two shekels, two coins in front of you from two different places, and you want to know which is the American currency and which is the Canadian currency. So like this, if you're close enough, you'll be able to be mafchim bein matbeis lematbeia. That's the medida, that's the measuring stick. That's how you know that it's going to be okay. Now Lamaisa today, when it comes time for Abdullah, you don't take two coins and put it next to, that's not what we do. What do? Is we take our hands and we put it next to the fire. Now this is based on what the Rishonim say. It comes already from the Rishonim. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Havdalah, and this is in Simen Reish Tzadik Ches Sivkot and Gimel. The Mechaber says, Noyagin lehistakel bekapei sayadayim et zibarnai. The meaning is for a person by the bracha by Mariyesh to take his fingers and his palm and his nails, and you should look at it. Now, first of all, what are you doing when you do that? Just pasha pshat. What exactly is going on? You're just looking at your fingernails to see if you have to cut your nails? Like, what exactly are you doing? Pasha, what we're doing is we're trying to see the difference between the nail and the flesh, the basar, your skin that's underneath the nail. So you have your palm, which is skin, and then you have the nails, which is nail, and you're being mafchin. So just like you're mafchin bei matbei lematbeia, that's the concept of what's happening. The concept of what's happening is you're being mafchin between your nails and between the basar. That's what's happening. The Mishnah Brura brings that the reason we do it in this way is shahatzi parnayim hein simen bracha. Because fingernails are a simen bracha, shehim parois v'ravois la'olam. Because they're always being mekayim, they're being part of a rava, they're always coming back with a vengeance. And you cut it, and they come right back. And there's an inyan of Prurvu, and as it relates to the Tzipor Naim, and Matzah Shabbos, there's a lot of Simon and Milsi. That's why when you make Abdallah, you overflow the glass of wine. You say, V'yitin l'cha Matzah Shabbos, because it's a zman that's mesugal for skulas, a lot of skulas associated with Abdallah, and that's why we use our nails, because they're parois, v'ravois, la'olam, and the Mishabru then adds another reason. He says, V'gam mestaklim b'kapis yadayim sheyesh b'sertute ayad simin lehizbarich boy. That's already above my pay grade, but the point is that there's some inyonic Kabbalah, but even Pashim Shah, because it's Bar V'Rava, and that's why we do this. Just one interesting Maramakim is a Yalkut Shemayni in Tehillim. The Yalkut Shemayni is going on the Pasuk. David HaMelech said, Kol Atzmoisai Toimarnu Hashem Micha Moicha. He said, all of my Atzmois, every single Aver, all my Machi Varim, that Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yalkut goes on and it gives a whole bunch of examples. A beautiful Yalkut that comes up in some halachic circles as well. But the point is, it goes through a whole bunch of different things and says the Yalkut that David HaMelech said, Amra David, I use all my evarim to do mitzvahs. Beroshi, I use my head, I shuffle my cup while I daven. Besiris Roshi, with my hair, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of leisakifu pas roishchem. Not just that, I put tefillin on my head. That's also a mitzvah. With my eyes, I'm mekayim uri'isa moisai. Befi, with my mouth, Tehilas Hashem yedaber pi. Biskani, with my beard, I'm skipping a little bit. V'loy sashchis espas zekoncha. B'lishoyni, with my tongue. U'lishoyni tehege tzedkecha. B'libi, with my heart. B'libi tzafanti imrasecha. I walk around thinking about Torah, wanting to learn Torah. V'cheshek haTorah. I use my lev for Torah. He goes on and on and on. I use my right hand for this, my left hand for that. Tzipar nayim. I use my fingernails. Lastly, it's behem priya. If I'm a moyel, I do priya. Oy malika sa'if. Or I do malika. Oy shneim yachad lehistakel or lavdala. I use my fingernails to use the or lavdala. This is a beautiful maramakim as it relates to the fingernails. Kolat smoysai taimarno. When does a yid do a mitzvah with his fingernails? That's a mitzvah that we do with our fingernails. That's kol atzmoysai taimarno. Hashem bichamoycha. Even our fingernails.